It's been 1 week since California's deadliest fire ever destroyed the town of Paradise. As of tonight, 63 are confirmed dead and 631 missing. That is double the previous count of missing, but it is believed that likely it includes some who survived. The fire also wiped out 9,700 homes in Paradise, and it displaced 52,000 people. Special correspondent Kat Wise reports from nearby Gridley on one family who fled.
A welcome moment of rest for mother and daughter. Carolina Restrepo and her three children now live in a Red Cross shelter in Gridley, California.
Por favor, les pido que oren mucho por nosotros.
They came here after fleeing the campfire, which engulfed their hometown of Paradise last Thursday. She filmed this cell phone footage as their family drove through the flames.
I was with the three kids in the car, like trying to, you know, comfort them. But in the same moment, my mind was totally like no clue. Like, I don't know if we're gonna make it.
Now, the only possessions they have left are donations. Restrepo was working as a manager of a new restaurant in town when she first heard the news.
So by one of my customers at the restaurant, he told me that he needs to leave. And I asked him why. He said that they're evacuating my neighborhood right now.
She dropped everything and rushed to gather her children from school.
The first image I saw, it was all the teachers hugging the kids because it was like raining ashes everywhere, dark. You can even see because the smoke, it was thick. And they were trying putting as much kids in the school buses, you know, getting out of the town. And so a lot of parents running, crying, you know, taking their kids.
It ended up being a five-hour journey through an inferno.
Flames everywhere. The car inside was like an oven temperature. You can't even touch the glass.
What happened next was an act of bravery and kindness that very likely saved the family's life.
A gentleman, a guy. And he looked at me and he saw my kids. And he just opened my car doors and said, let's go.
The stranger somehow managed to navigate them out between the abandoned cars.
Then we saw the most beautiful light, a flashlight from a fireman, in between of everything, like showing us the way to go out.
They had escaped, but many others weren't as lucky. A week after the fire, there are now new questions about why Paradise officials didn't call for a total evacuation sooner, and why residents like Carolina didn't receive emergency alerts, leaving many trapped in gridlock.
We knew that there was going to be an issue with bottlenecking.
Phil John is the chair of the Paradise Ridge Fire Safe Council. It's a volunteer group that helped craft an evacuation plan for a town that also lost 80 homes in 2008's Humboldt Fire. But John said this fire was unlike any before it.
It worked. It didn't work perfectly, obviously. But thousands of lives were saved because of the foresight of the people that worked so hard to create that. But who could guess that a town would be that dry where every single bit of our fuel would just explode when the embers come flying across?
I heard Magillia was an out-of-control burn still.
Back at the Red Cross shelter in Gridley, Melissa Thompson is one of many residents still searching for answers.
Oh yeah, that's his shed right there. I believe that's his place.
When we met up last night, she was learning that her dad's house had been destroyed, but there was no information yet on her own home. Thompson is from Magillia, 5 miles from Paradise, and she says she still hasn't heard if some of her friends and neighbors are alive.
His name is Tracy Hodges. He's like a brother. He's a stubborn man, and I can't get my Gmail to give me my contacts, so I can't get his number.
Sebastian.
Carolina Restrepo says she hopes to one day thank the stranger who helped her family.
I hope to see him back again someday, soon. Of course, I have his face here. You know, I totally can't forget that face that saved us.
She and her family will be at the Red Cross shelter for the foreseeable future, but she's committed to rebuilding their life in the town they've come to call home.
Carolina's story was one of many harrowing accounts that we've heard from folks here over the last couple of days. Judy?
Kat, so hard to listen to that. So thankful that she and her family escaped. But I want to ask you about the number of missing people. It was, what, over 300 yesterday? Now it's jumped to over 600? What's behind that?
That's right, Judy. It was a big jump up overnight last night. I talked to a press person from the Butte County Sheriff's Office today, and she told me there is a very large team now working full-time on the missing persons list. They pulled people in from other agencies. Part of the reason for that jump in those on the missing persons list is due to the fact that they've been consolidating different persons lists over the last couple of days. I was also told that in some cases, it's taken people several days to report their loved ones missing. Now, they do hope that over the coming days, as investigators have more time to come to shelters like this and focus on individual cases, that those numbers will come down. There will be another update tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time. But until then, there's obviously a lot of questions about that big jump up.
And here we are, Kat, what, it's been about a week since this all got underway, and you have people living in shelters. What's the story on whether they're going to be able to get back into any sort of housing situation?
The estimates are now that more than 11,000 structures burned in this fire. Many of those are homes. Now, that is a staggering number. Last night, we talked about how this county had a very limited housing stock prior to the wildfires. Shelters around the area are very full. Believe there may be only a couple of shelters at this point that have openings. Motels, hotels, completely booked. I spoke today with a FEMA spokesperson who told me that they are here on the ground. They are registering people both in Northern California and in Southern California. Some 11,000 individuals have so far applied for government assistance. That is a big number. FEMA is in the early stages now of talking to local and city authorities here, trying to figure out what the needs of the community are. They're trying to figure out, are people wanting to stay here in this area, or will they be leaving to other places? But in terms of a long-term housing solution for this community, it's very much still in the early days.
Such a massive undertaking is what it sounds like. Well, Kat Wise reporting tonight from a Red Cross shelter in Gridley, California. Kat, thank you.
Thank you.